Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
And also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I would just like to thank Charlotte Henry for taking one for the team.
I would just like to tell the listeners I'm not talking to Brian Chaffin.
So, this is going to be a great show today. Yeah. So, Brian, word on the street is Charlotte isn't speaking to you.
And I hear that, ironically.
Sources familiar with the matter have informed me. So let's get into it. So, Charlotte came on the show for new listeners. Charlotte came on the show recently because her laptop was on its last legs, and we had an entire conversation.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Now we must pour one out for that laptop, which is no more. And we, what we ended up doing was talking about the pros and cons of currently currently available Apple hardware, and kicked around the idea of a new iMac. And since the new iMac was only sort of new to Charlotte because it hadn't been updated in a couple of years, Charlotte, you ended up pulling the trigger on a mini and a really pretty screen, right?
Yes, a 2018 mini as opposed to a 27 iMac. A late 2018 mini, wasn't it?
Yes, very late, as a matter of fact. So a much more recently updated by Apple computer than the iMac. And that was awesome. Until this morning when Apple updated all the iMacs. So, Charlotte.
Here's the thing. Charlotte, I joke. I say you took one for the team so that we could finally get our iMac update. You know, that's like there's always someone who's going to end up buying before a refresh. But for the budget that you wanted to spend, you got a great machine, and you probably got the best machine for that budget. So, like, in no way whatsoever should you feel like you made a mistake or
no. And like that. So, when I first saw the news, first of all, I swore loudly, and then I had a look because, you know, I am perfectly within my rights. I'm well within a 28-day period.
Yes,
would I want to return my device? Or, you know, devices. And I had a good look through the iMacs, new iMacs, which are very, very super pretty. I mean, we're talking 2.5x4 faster. The 27-inch one has a 9th generation 6-core and 8-core processor options. Like, these are, even the 21.5-inch has an 8th gen quad-core processor. These are serious bits of kit, and they're very pretty. The problem is, the prices are also, you know, reflective of that. I had a look and did a few, you know, went through the build your own options. And to have something that I felt would be a significant upgrade on the device I currently have, I would be looking at probably £1,500 more.
Okay.
More than what you already paid.
Correct. An additional £1,500 to what I spent on my device.
Above and beyond. Okay. So then I guess my first question to you was going to be, how upset are you about this? And it sounds like really not that much at all, given the specs that are there.
No, I'm not. Look, would I like a 27-inch, 9th generation, 8-core iMac? Sure, if you guys want to start a Patreon and the listeners all want to contribute, I'll happily have one.
Well,
but I'd also like my own recording studio and a cinema screen. And do you know what I mean? The most important point when you're buying a machine is, does it exponentially improve what you are able to do and the things you do every day?
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, the upgraded iMacs will make a huge difference. We can go on to talk about who those kind of people are in a bit because I have some thoughts on this now. But so for me, no. I'm more than happy with my space gray box with 6 cores and an i5 chip and a very nice screen.
And that was going to be my follow-up question was, are you any less happy with what you have knowing that the iMac is out there? And it sort of sounds like the only issue that you have with your computer right now is seeing it over the pile of money that you saved by not buying an iMac.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. I'll probably talk about this on the site tomorrow, but I do think Apple has made a decision with these machines. I'll be very interested in Brian's take on this, who is a devoted iMac user, despite our best efforts to convert him to the Mac Mini. For me now, at the point where... So the UK pricing of a pretty decent iMac machine is the best part of £3,000. That, to me, you're in the pro device category. I don't see many regular homeowners being prepared to spend that level of money on a machine, on a computer. So that, for me, that is... Apple has now decided that the iMac of all colors and offer and variations is a pro device.
You're basing that on people getting the more expensive option. Because, I mean, you know, it's $1,299, I think, for the new 21-inch, and for the 27-inch, it starts at $1,799.
Yeah.
Sorry, and that's U.S. And then $2,299 for the higher-end model. You can upgrade them with an appropriate amount of RAM for a ridiculous amount of money. And you can upgrade the storage to an SSD for an equally obscene amount of money.
So the $999 Mac is a laptop now. It used to be the iMac.
Bingo.
And the Mini used to be the Stitcher machine.
iMac, but it's the old one. But my point is that the vast majority of the normal users that Charlotte is talking about don't need anything other than the entry-level iMac. So I mean, and it is expensive, and it is compared to what you can get for a PC.
It's very expensive. I had just as a matter of interest, I had a browser at similar PCs, and yeah, I mean, you're saving piles of cash.
Mm-hmm. They're not. Yeah, you are saving piles of cash, and you do get what you pay for. And Apple is charging for its Mac product line. I priced out an upgraded one. So one of the things I'm really curious about, by the way, is whether or not it still has the door for user upgraded RAM, because Apple is, like I said, Apple's charging $1,000 for 64 gigs of RAM.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with 8 gigs as a minimum, and 8 gigs is just not enough.
That's Apple's ridiculous deal with the number of gigabytes in a thing? Like, I don't understand it. The phones come in weird sizes, and the memory in the computers comes in weird standard configs or useless standard configs in some cases. And I just find it fascinating that they don't seem to be able to figure this out, right? Like, I can buy an iPad with a terabyte of storage in it, but, you know, I can get a 32 gigabyte phone. Come on.
This is the $2,299 model, by the way. This is the one that has the beefier processor. Mm-hmm. And the $2,299 price includes 8 gigs of RAM. And quite frankly, 16 gigs of RAM is barely a starting point, in my opinion, for appropriate amounts of memory, especially when you do have something as fast as this thing is.
Nothing should contain 8 gigs anymore.
And if I can, I'm going to be pretty excited.
Yeah. So just as a comparison, the Mac Mini also came with 8 gigabytes installed, which I walked out the store with, but I will at some point in the not too distant future be looking at ways of upgrading that because that needs to happen.
Because why not, really?
Because.
And that,
I completely understand why Brian, who has been waiting for 4 years for a new iMac.
Well, no, hold on. 4 years ago, I got this one.
He's been waiting 3.5 years.
That's fair. So
I've been waiting for like a year. For a year now, I've been serious about upgrading my computer and unwilling to do so.
Okay. So how willing are you now?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna upgrade it here as soon as I can.
Okay.
Lots to figure out, including, like I said, whether or not the RAM is user upgradable.
And I, for you, I think I know the answer to this question. For you, is the gap big enough? You know, do you feel that the time you have waited is justified in what Apple has upgraded these devices?
Yeah, these are the current processors from Intel, and the video card options are quite good. So I am happy to pay Apple's price for this machine. Do not want to do so for the RAM, and will do everything possible to avoid it.
Good RAM call.
It is offensive, and $500 for a terabyte of storage is slightly less offensive. So that's $500 if they take out the 2 terabyte Fusion drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but otherwise, for like for the processor and video card options, I am satisfied with the price.
All right. Well, and it is at least a current processor, which was one of the things that I was sort of worried about when we saw, when we kept seeing rumors about the iMac. I mean, we've seen rumors about the iMac coming for like a year now, so it was kind of nice to actually see them out the door for a change. So that was actually some pretty good news. As whatever tomorrow's press release brings, who knows what it'll be. I don't know if we're going to get updated iPod socks or what. I mean, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Maybe tomorrow will be new laptops and we'll talk about that. In the meantime, I would like to talk about our sponsors. Our sponsor today is KiwiCo, and KiwiCo is reimagining the way that kids play and learn. They have Kiwi crates that they send out. It's a subscription service. Every month, a new box comes to the house, and you can actually do this in the kid's name, which is pretty great. I know, like, when I was a kid, I really enjoyed getting mail. I have seen the latest Kiwi crate, which is one of them anyway. They have 7 of them, 7 different varieties you can subscribe to. And one of them is the Tinker Crate. And the one this month is a walking robot project. And everything you need comes in the box. And it even comes with all the instructions you need. The instructions are laid out really clearly. It's not ridiculous tech instructions. It's actually pretty easy to follow. And it comes with a neat little magazine that talks a little bit, because this is a robot, it talks a little bit about what robots are, where they are in the world, what kind of stuff is, you know, the future of robots, and is actually really nifty to sit down and actually get to enjoy with somebody. So what you can do with Kiwi crates, like I said, there's loads and loads of them to choose from. They have 7 different lines of crates for different interests and different ages, from very, very young all the way through high school. And everything comes right to the door. You can cancel or pause a subscription at any time. I have sent a few of these to kids in my life, and they end up, they're pretty great. So what you can do is get one free. You get your first crate free on a subscription if you go to kiwico.com/TDO. That's kiwico.com/TDO, and you will get your first crate free. Change the way your kid plays with KiwiCo, and we'd like to thank KiwiCo for sponsoring the show today. Now, I did mention just before the break that we've had a press release yesterday. We got a press release that there were new iPads, including the triumphant return of the iPad mini via press release. And then this morning, we woke up to new iMacs, which are now newly available. And that was, again, through a press release. People have been waiting, like Brian said, people have been waiting ages for a new, some sort of refresh, if nothing else, a refresh to the iMacs. And the iMacs have now been refreshed.
640 days since the iMac had been updated.
Yeah. So we were coming up on 2 years since any sort of movement on the iMac. And then, you know, we waited forever for a new, for the iPad mini. You know, that it took years for that to happen. So what's next? what are we going to wake up to tomorrow, I guess, is kind of my question. You know, I was sort of kidding about iPod socks, but it maybe tomorrow is the iPod Touch refresh. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow we get MacBooks. I feel like they're just trying to clear the decks so everybody gets all this news out of their system before the event. Brian, what do you think?
That's absolutely what they're doing. I said that there wouldn't be any hardware at this other announcement because they don't want anything competing
exactly
for headline space. And Apple does want, in fact, to clear the decks and didn't want to wait until after the It's Showtime event too. So, you know, this certainly makes sense. Question is whether or not, like I saw Wired magazine called it Apple's week of hardware. I think that was just a guess. I know anything more than we do, but it would be fun if it was the week of hardware. And
if there was any
justice in the world, the iMac Pro would also be updated.
I would like it. I think that makes the most sense to be tomorrow. Like, if it's going to be a week of hardware, tomorrow would be iMac Pro. And then after that, we would have Thursday and Friday. I don't think they're going to update the Mac Pro. That'd be awesome, but I don't see it happening. But that would be the other one.
Guys, they announced a few upgrades to the iMac Pro today.
To the iMac Pro?
Yes.
I didn't realize it was part of the announcement. Okay.
You got a RAM and video card upgrade.
Yeah, oh, okay. Exactly. If you want to upgrade, you can upgrade to 256 gigabytes of RAM to your iMac Pro if you have a spare $5,200.
Okay.
Which is
so I can buy memory or I can buy a car. Gotcha. All right.
I just heard Brian explode live on air. I'm sorry about doing that.
Yeah. I'm glad it was over the air because now I'm not responsible for cleanup. That makes me happy. I didn't realize that there had been any action to the iMac Pro in that announcement. So what do you think is next, Brian? Do you think it's laptops?
Is it laptops? It could be. It seems like the laptops were just upgraded, though. So, you know, we got MacBook Airs earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, was that in the fall?
It was fall.
That was the fall, right? Because I took one with me on home for my Christmas trip. So, apparently that was last fall. And I think if MacBook Pros were updated, that would be a very aggressive update schedule. So that would be good. I feel like the Mac Pro is going to come at WWDC.
Okay.
And part of that is predicated on my continued belief that the Mac Pro will be the first Apple ARM.
The ARM chip. Device. Okay.
And that's something that needs to come. Apple needs to, you know, like teach all the developers.
Yeah.
How to do the coding on the ARM thing. So let's see. Are we actually going to get another one tomorrow? I don't know. The iMac Pro seems to be the only thing that's really out of date, hardware wise.
Yeah, it seems like, well, only because like we have MacBooks and MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs, and I just wonder if whatever the next product announcement is going to be, whether it's tomorrow or not, that next product announcement, I wonder if it's going to shuffle those at all, because I'm starting to feel a little bit like we have a whole lot of hardware to deal with now and we need to start scaling some of that back, you know? So
here's a couple of theories. We could see iMac Pro stuff tomorrow. They kind of hinted at it and showed a little bit of iMac Pro leg today. They could do a wholesale thing.
Well, not when they... I'm sorry. I was apparently high when I was speaking earlier. The fact that there was any kind of update for the iMac Pro means that we're not getting a significant update to the iMac Pro.
Yeah.
It won't get its own line item tomorrow is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or
it would seem pretty surprising. So what we could have is something, a kind of accessories day type thing, where you have maybe something nice from Beats, maybe, you know, leading us up nicely to a streaming and event.
Oh, John Keat would love to see new Apple Watch straps.
What?
He loves.
Brian, I'm only unhappy you said that because you beat me to my own joke. So that's the only reason I'm grumpy that you said it, is because then I didn't get the chance to irritate him from afar. Hi, John.
And then you might also get
new AirPods.
Maybe we'll have the AirPod 2s. Seems unlikely. I think we expect them a bit later, aren't we?
They've been expected for some time now, which is why I still don't have any. But what if they came out with that and the Air Power? What is that thing called? The chargy mat that they said was coming and that we were supposed to get.
Big deal. They would want to do that at an event.
Well, you'd think after not updating IMAX for 2 years, they'd get their own event too. And guess what? Yeah. I've got news for you.
Like, I mean, do you want to be the person up on stage saying, yeah, you know that thing we showed you a year and a half ago?
I think that's why these are happening this way.
Shipping it.
Yeah, that's why this is happening this way, is so that they don't have to sit in a room full of people who roll their eyes and go, where was this 6 months ago? You know, yeah. So I think so. I like the accessory angle on that, Charlotte. Like tomorrow we get,
you could chuck in the new little updated iPod Touch. I don't really understand where the iPod Touch sits within Apple. Like, who buys
Nobody
an
does.
iPod Touch now?
I don't even think if there is an iPod Touch team, I don't think the iPod Touch team knows where the iPod Touch fits in at Apple.
Right.
So
in theory that could happen.
Yes. Full disclosure, I spend a whole lot of time with iPod Touches every summer because I volunteer with an organization that uses them. And so I am always very interested in what's happening with the iPod Touch, because I will be very sad when it goes away, because it will be very hard for us to test on iOS devices without those that are inexpensive and don't require any sort of cell contract or anything and are very easy to use and full on iOS devices. So they're great for specific needs. And so I'm always hoping that we get an update to show that they're not dead. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I'd kind of happily have one, as like when I go to the gym, I cannot have my phone and can play music and podcasts.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty great.
But sure.
Yeah.
I don't really get them. Anyway, we could see that tomorrow as well.
I think the accessory thing is interesting, especially headed into next week, because then it's a thing that they could mention. This will all sound great on all the new stuff that we gave you last week or whatever. So
exactly.
Yeah. I can see it. I like the accessory angle. How about you, Brian? Do you think that that's what we're going to get the rest of this week?
No, I actually think we're done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're done. I think we're done. Like I said, I was high earlier when I was thinking about the iMac. Because it did just get something.
Yeah, it did get something, so I don't think it's going to get
something. And then go and then turn around and release like
a whole new one or something. Yeah, yeah,
that seems unlikely.
Yeah, which is a bummer, but hey, all right. Well, with that, I guess I will thank both of you for joining me so that, and you know, who knows what we're going to end up talking about tomorrow. So, Charlotte, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Brian, thanks for coming by.
Indeed. Thanks for having us. It was good to be here.
And I, depending on what Apple announces tomorrow, we may have a very different show. But I will talk to all of you then. Until then, be excellent to each other.